More Utah businesses are pulling out the "We're hiring" signs again. New numbers from the Utah Department of Workforce Services show that nearly 24,000 jobs were added over the past year, leading its senior economist Mark Nold to say the state is on its way to economic recovery.
We're starting to get job growth that's coming back into the system. And not only are we getting it coming back, but the trend is that it's accelerating.
The new figures also show Utah's unemployment rate is 7.4%, nearly 2 points lower than the national rate, but still a tenth of a percent higher than 1 month ago. Nold, however, says the unemployment rate isn't as reliable as employment growth.
The unemployment rate is calculated out of a survey, and surveys have wiggle room. I use the employment change. If you had a job and you lost a job, you can't hide that job loss. We will see that in the unemployment insurance system. I will see that there was a job and there was a lost job.
Nold says despite the good news, he projects it will take until the end of the decade before Utah is fully recovered from this recession. Miriam Bagley, a 34-year-old Sandy resident with 3 college degrees, is one of more than 100,000 Utahns who still considered unemployed. She hasn't gotten work for nearly a year. She says she doesn't know how much longer she can take paying the bills herself and is having to consider moving back home with her parents in Atlanta if she can't find a job soon.
If I can't even get interviews for receptionist and administrative assistant positions with 3 degrees and 17 years office experience and stellar letters of recommendation, I don't know who's getting these jobs. I don't know where the people are hiring from.
One company that recently announced that it is hiring in Utah is C3, a global customer call center that's having so much success in the state that it's adding 600 new jobs in Salt Lake City. Alicia Lucheski, Vice President of Corporate Communications, says they are excited to be adding to the growing number of jobs in the state.
In our business, you know, new client contracts or expansion within existing client contracts, you know, foster the need for us to expand. And although we're expanding in other places, we really have been very happy with the workforce in Salt Lake City and saw an opportunity to put some of these new jobs that we have in Salt Lake City.
With the new hires, the company says it will employ nearly 1,000 people in Salt Lake. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.